Moncrief on News Talk.
Speaking of warm parts of Europe, there are many wonderful aspects to Sicily. But unfortunately, the one less wonderful aspect that many people would be aware of is its historic ties to the mafia. But we've all got to make a living, so among the tourists that on offer there, there are, of course, Godfather t-shirts and mugs. But now at least one town has banned their sale. Nick Squires is Rome correspondent for The Telegraph. Afternoon, Nick.
Good afternoon. Hello.
So who was brought in the ban?
So there are twin parallel initiatives, in fact, in Sicily just in the last couple of days. As you say, the mayor of Agrigento, which is a town down on the island, he has decreed that local shops, souvenir outlets, can no longer sell this kind of stuff. And at the same time, a regional politician in charge of transport and mobility has written to all the airports on the island, and surprisingly, for a relatively small island, there's about seven of them, decreeing that they can't stock this stuff either in their airport terminal gift shops.
Yeah, and their logic being it's bringing down the tone, or what?
Yeah, that it's a kind of, it's playing into negative stereotypes of Sicily being the home of Cosa Nostra, being the home of the mafia, that that people might say, it's all sort of lighthearted, but actually it, reflects many years of murders and intimidation and extortion and an illegality that is very much still alive, and that has some very painful effects for people's lives on Sicily.
Yeah, and people who would be selling this kind of thing, shops and traders and the like, have they objected or made any comment about this?
Well, I spoke to some people yesterday, and they said that this was in a town where it's not yet been banned, so this stuff was on display. And they sort of obviously tried to shrug it off and said, well, selling a T-shirt which portrays Marlon Brando as Don Vito Corleone from The Godfather has got nothing to do with illegality now. And there's a lot of this stuff, I have to say. If anyone's interested in getting mafia-related socks, you can have those. those are nice. There's fridge magnets. There was a good one. A fridge magnet I found of three old, sort of caricature of three old Sicilian men in black caps saying, I see nothing, I hear nothing, I say nothing. And it was captioned Sicilian philosophy. Mm. So very much that sort of mafioso, that omerta, that code of silence, that's what it was referring to.
Yeah. And so why now are they doing this, Nick? Because this association has existed for decades, maybe best part of a century, people have associated Sicily with the mafia.
Yeah, indeed. Yeah, more than that, probably. I mean, it's not brand new. Last year, the ferry companies were told by the regional government, don't allow the sale of this stuff on your, onboard gift shops. There's been some criticism of it, though. I saw a magistrate down in Agrigento, that's the town where this stuff's been banned, a magistrate saying, look, we've got way more serious problems to deal with in terms of illegality than mafia-related socks. And he pointed actually to a very specific issue. Sicily's had a horrendous drought at the moment, obviously partly caused by climate change and by hot temperatures, but also people are saying by the fact that the mafia nicks a lot of water, takes water supplies illegally for its various businesses, and that's massively exacerbated the drought situation. So this magistrate was saying, forget about fridge magnets and T-shirts. We need to concentrate on much more serious stuff.
Yeah, and it could also be because they don't want tourists to get the impression that perhaps the mafia might have some degree of involvement in the tourist industry itself in Sicily.
Yes, I think it's a more general thing. They just don't want to be associated with the mafia, with illegality. They're trying to get away from all that kind of stuff. I mean, Cosa Nostra, the mafia down there, has taken a big hit in the last decade or so. A lot of its big guys, big godfathers have been arrested. And actually, it's been rather eclipsed in terms of power and wealth and just sort of weight by the 'Ndrangheta, which is the mafia based in Calabria, just across the Straits of Sicily.
Right. Okay. That's an interesting development. Nick, thanks a million for speaking with us today. That was Nick Squires, their Rome correspondent for The Telegraph.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.